Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And right around Australia, wherever you're listening from, maybe you're streaming us on the Hit app, working from home, welcome to the show.
Give us a call, 13 10 60, at any point. If there's anything you want to chat about. Maybe your kids are driving you up the walls.
You just went from zero to so desperate. Give us a call anytime.
I want to speak to people. I feel like this isolation is lonely, and I want people to feel like they can call in and chat about anything that's on their mind.
Wait till this absolute nutter we get as a first caller, and you're going to go, okay, maybe we wait till.
If you're a nutter, call us. We're going to get you on air, 13, 10, 60.
The most nutsest, we give a prize.
We've got a very interesting show coming up. We're going to speak to someone who has just found out that their dream, the thing they've been training for 4 years, is not going to become a reality this year.
Yep.
And we are also going to speak to someone who is living on the other side of the world from their family and friends, and they've just found out they are going to birth their baby all alone.
Yes, but up next, a bit of good old-fashioned fun as we
it
speak to
fun.
Some of these.
Up next,
we've got some fun.
I thought you meant what we were going to do next about.
That's fun.
Is it?
It's fun.
No, mate.
We're here to tell the tale.
It wasn't fun for
me. Mine's fun.
It's fun for you, but not me.
Oh, well, hang on. Who have we got here?
Cassandra.
G'day,
Cassandra,
Cass.
Are you a nutter?
Hold on.
Yeah. Jesse's a nutter. Can't even get Cassandra up.
What happened?
It's going well so far.
There you go. Have a chat. Cassandra?
Hi there.
Are you a nutter, Cassandra?
No, I'm not. I actually work in the childcare industry, so I'm just ringing up to say well done to all educators out there.
Good on you, Cass.
You're a legend, Cass. We couldn't be doing any of this without you, and I think having our kids home will remind us even more what an incredible job you all do.
Yes, well, it's a bit hard to do social distancing with 0 to 2-year-olds.
I'm finding the same thing at home. They don't understand when I say 1.5 metres, Addy, 1.5 metres.
Good on you, Cass. Unfortunately, though, not nuts, so it doesn't get a prize.
She's awesome, though.
Should we go to...
Why don't we go do a song and we'll come back?
Mate, you started this. Let's go to...
I'm feeling slightly scared.
G'day, Melinda. Hey, Melinda.
How are you?
Yeah, living the dream. Are you nuts, Melinda?
I am not locked down. I am a support worker going from client to client trying to do the best like everyone else.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, so masked up, gloved up.
Oh, Melinda.
Hey, Melinda, are you having any time? Are you overwhelmed at the moment? Are you having any time to yourself?
No, not at all. I go from work home to family of seven. No food out there. A family of seven,
Melinda. Far out.
Which actually brings me to an important message that I read earlier about obviously the current climate and having sex. You've got to be more careful than ever, as you would know, Melinda, with seven kids.
I think there's going to be more divorces than there are going to be children.
They've got to fold out couch.
Good on you, Mel.
I love our callers. That's what I mean. 13, 10, 60. Call us throughout the show.
We've already got a full board of calls.
Just in case you missed it, 13, 10, 60 is the number. We're all in this together.
It's Gary
and
Tommy. Tuesday afternoon.
Hey, Jesse, I think we found our nuts person.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've lost my mind.
I know, mate. Yeah, I know.
Self-isolation. I'm a social being and I'm feeling nervous about all the alone time with my family. I'm not I'm not nervous about the family bit. I'm just nervous about not having contact with the outside
You know
world.
What I think it is.
What?
You're amongst the, I reckon, 99% of Australians right now who have realised their family are driving them insane.
No, I love my family.
Why have you got a twitchy look in your eyes?
I'm very fortunate that I've got them right now. I have lots of family that are isolating on their own.
Oh, God, mate. What? You don't have to bring it down.
No, but that is the truth. And that's why I put out the call, 13, 10, 60 callers, because I want us all to stay connected. And I know you think I'm the nutter in this.
Yes, I do. You just said you were nuts. You can't even accuse me of doing it wrong.
Peter, what do you want to chat about? What are you calling about?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit of a nutter.
Good stuff.
I'm an interstate truck driver and crossing three borders today, so that's a bit nuts in this time.
What's happening, Peter? Are they going to lock down the borders?
Not for us truck drivers. We are exempt. But holiday makers and what have you, definitely yes. But us truck drivers can get through.
So. Hey, are the roads quieter than you've ever seen them?
They're not too bad. Actually, I'm looking at a row of trucks in front and behind me and two cars and that's it, out on the Hume. So, yeah, nice and easy.
Jesse, well, yeah. Pete said he was nuts. Have you got a prize for him?
We do. Pete, swimwear galore voucher, mate. That's probably the most appropriate on here. Swimwear galore empowering everybody for over 35 years. Check out swimweargalore.com.au.
And Pete.
Right.
Pete, if you can do us a favour, and once you get yourself a new bikini, can you send us a picture?
Yep, sure can.
Good man. Thank you, brother.
Look, we got Dave on the line. Dave, you've had a big day. What's happening now?
Well, I was a personal trainer, and I've been doing all the online workouts. Yeah. Now I've got all the endorphins going, so every crossword, find a word's been done in a very clean room so far.
Dave, have you done the nine-letter word? The target.
Nine-letter word. Sorry.
Bro, have you heard of PE with Joey, Dave?
No, please tell me about it.
Apparently, it's this online workout that my friends keep sending me images of their kids doing, and it's called PE with Joey. And he was this just small-time guy that was doing like online PE lessons for kids. And now, because everyone's stuck at home, he's got millions and millions of viewers.
All right, I'll look it up. Sounds good.
Dave, how are your online classes going? Are people getting involved?
Well, no, I've been doing other people's. I haven't been running them, so
yeah,
I've been.
So I'm giving him PE with Joey.
Oh,
giving him another one to try because he's bored.
They've been going great, so I've been keeping in good spirits, and my endorphins have been up, so I've got all this energy, and you know, I've been keeping well. But now, like I'm saying, I've got a very clean house, and that's all pretty much it. So.
Are you a single person, Dave, or have you got a partner you can endorse?
No, I'm a single person, Tom. So.
Oh, well. I mean, you can still, you know.
I know, you can't. It's tricky to hook up at the moment too, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Are you off the apps now, Dave?
Look, I've just installed Bumble, so we'll see how things go.
Well, Dave, how's it going? Because I thought it would be like a fire sale where everyone's trying to madly get a partner to quarantine with.
Yes.
Is that the case?
I'm in the getting to know you stage, obviously, Tommy. So a lot of talking, and then that's pretty much it, which is good. It just means it's probably going to work out. So.
Does nothing for your endorphins, though, does it?
Should we go to one more nutter? We'll go to Chrissy before we go. Chrissy, what are you calling
about? Oh, I'm an absolute nutter. So I finished work yesterday, and I'm an education support worker. And I'm doing online learning with my kids. My son walks in this morning and says, "Oh, morning, Miss Mum, what are we learning today?" My daughter walks in, "I'm not doing this." I said, "Right, you're under detention. My detention means you don't get fat. Sit on your bum and do your work." And then 5 minutes later, I'm separating and stop arguing.
Jess, what have you got for Chrissy?
Skincare gift packs from Nadio, Australian owned and made.
Good luck
gentle
with it all,
and effective
Chrissy.
Skincare.
See, it's good to chat, isn't it?
Should
so
we do
it?
Yeah, I feel great. Should we do our thing next?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's do what we planned.
That's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You've had a hell of a year.
Do you know this on the weekend?
Yeah.
I got bitten by a wasp.
Yes.
And earlier in the year, I got bitten by a bee.
And so do you think you're wearing too many flower dresses or something? What's happened?
I've never ever in my life been bitten by a bee. In the 1 4-month period, I've been bitten by a wasp and a bee.
It's so painful. I want to open the phones now because you think this is the weirdest thing that a wasp and a bee have bitten.
No, then a palm frond almost fell
Don't on
my
bring
head.
The palm frond into it, mate.
It makes it so confusing.
Hang on. On 131060, give us a call if you've been bitten by a wasp and a bee in the 1 year because Biggers thinks this is as rare as...
And then the wasp was down my back of my top, right? And then I almost slashed people trying to take my top off to get the wasp out and then it bit me on the finger.
Do you remember that ad where the kid goes, and my legs went that way and my head went that way? Jack came up and bit me. That's what you sound like at the moment. And a wasp down my top and then palm frond fell and then a bee bit me earlier in the year.
I sat down on a chair, right? And I
chair? Right.
I sat down and all of a sudden I heard, and then on the ground.
Oh, no, because he's doing the whole cast of Stomp. They're back on tour.
It's a radio play.
Yeah, I know.
This is what I used to do when I was a kid in my room on my own. I'd act out all the parts in my own radio plays.
Now, when you say kid.
I was about 12. Yeah. Anyway, and then the palm frond landed about half a metre away from me, right?
Is this after the bee, before the bee? Pre-bee?
After the wasp. The bee was earlier in the year.
So you're already frazzled by the wasp?
Already frazzled by the wasp, and then the palm frond almost got me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're lucky you're still here because let's go to Jenna. G'day, Jenna.
Hi.
Have you been bitten by a bee and a wasp in the same year?
I actually got bitten by a bee a month ago. A jack jumper 4 weeks ago and a wasp only 2 days ago.
What was the middle thing?
A jack jumper.
What's a jack jumper?
They're like ants in Tasmania.
Oh. And they bite you?
Yeah, they do. And the worst thing is that I'm anaphylactic, so all three of them.
I wish you'd said that before I laughed.
Jenna, because that's what I was wondering each time, because I'd never have it happen to me before. I didn't know how long to wait to see if everything was going to be okay.
Well, the first one...
Did you think
one,
you were going to die?
I did the last time.
Wow.
So what, Jenna, did you have to give yourself an EpiPen?
Oh, well, I didn't have an EpiPen two times.
Jenna, so I'm telling... Sorry to get stuck up. So you're anaphylactic to the jack jumper or to...
Anaphylactic to bees, wasps, jack jumpers, bumblebees, and bull ants.
Wow. How many times have you needed to EpiPen yourself?
Twice. Oh, well, yeah, twice.
Jenna.
Wow, Jenna, do that's you, terrifying.
I don't know. Like, is there anything you can do to make the world safer for you? Like, is there jack
bubble
jumper? Bubble wrap, yeah. Yeah. Imagine if you hear that starting to pop and you think they're coming through for you.
I'd be very concerned if bubble wrap popped at the moment.
Hey, Jenna, thank you. Good on you.
Mick, have you been stung by a bee and a wasp in the same year?
Certainly have. I find it weird that you have too, Carrie, because don't they sting you, not bite you?
Oh, well, mate, technicality, whatever.
Just being technical, but I drive the truck, so the silly bloody things hit my mirror and go straight down my shirt.
Sting, do you always drive off the road?
Well, trying to get the sting out. Yeah, I do, especially when it's down your back of your shirt.
Yes, I was trying to get the sting out as well. It's hard.
Oh, Mick, did it go down the back of your bra as well?
Yes, exactly.
Good on you, Mick. Legend.
See, lots of people. I'm not alone.
No, you said before that you were. You said
I thought it was a bit strange. Sonia, don't tell me you've been bitten by a wasp and stung by a wasp and have been the same year as you. Well.
Not the same year, but two bees in one day.
Did ya?
I thought they die. Oh, different bees.
Different bees, different occasions.
I mean, from the same bee, like, were you in the same spot or did you go to a separate location?
No, we were swimming down the river with me and my bestie, and she flicked her towel because the bee was coming for her and it banged straight in my eye.
And it stung. Were you covered in honey?
I'm sorry, Sonia. Gary has gone for the cheap gag there. And we were trying to get a serious story out.
Something happened to me today.
I know.
Also, I've lost my mind.
I can see honey written on the page in front of you. How long have you had that joke ready for?
It's not true. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, have you been getting into the Biebs TikToks?
I've been getting into memes. All the memes coming through.
I'm sorry. I only laugh because people hearing that won't realise that you don't know what a meme is.
I do.
Do you?
They're funny little video things.
Not, mate. But that's fine. I've been waiting
Much corona meme stuff has been giving me a laugh when I've been feeling
There's
flat.
Funny stuff.
It's very funny stuff.
Do you reckon you can make... our callers laugh? Like, do you reckon, obviously...
Yeah, they're all hilarious. They'll make everyone laugh. I mean, I guess they're very visual. But
yeah, but you describing them?
How?
Because I thought we'd put it to the test.
Carrie and Tommy's Make Meme Laugh.
Give us a call, 131060. Because
sure
is going to describe...
if I describe them.
Yeah, you can, mate. You're a performer.
Okay.
You're born to shine.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be positive about this.
Yeah.
Call up if you need a laugh.
Yes.
I'm going to make you laugh.
Yes.
Via some memes and
videos
and whatever
now.
They are.
It's not, arrogance isn't funny.
What do you call them if they're not memes, those things I was showing you
videos.
Before? Just little clips. They've got to have a name. Some of them are TikToks.
Yeah, okay. 131060. we've got a person here already. G'day, Nev.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, good legend. Carrie is going to describe a meme to you now that she finds hilarious, and we'll see if you laugh. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. And I'm of good humour, Carrie. I'm ready to go.
Oh, amazing, good man, Nev.
Amazing. Okay, so I'm trying to work out which one's best to play you. Are you a bit of a Fleetwood Mac fan?
Okay,
won't play you that one then. Okay, well, there's a meme. This is definitely a meme. It's a bit of words on a picture.
Yes, that's a meme.
There's a meme that's going around saying a lot of parents are about to find out that the teacher was never the problem.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that was such a polite laugh.
That's funny, though.
Good on you, Nev.
It's funny because my wife is a teacher, so she's a bit of both.
I picked the perfect meme for Nev.
All right,
Nev.
Let's go to a tune and we'll get someone else up and see
13,
if you can...
13, 10, 60. Yeah. You want to laugh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're doing this.
Carrie and Tommy's Make Meme Laugh.
I made where, Nev have a little chuckle.
Oh, mate, Nev was into it. He was a great audience, though. We've got Brooke. G'day, Brooke.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Have you seen a lot of the memes and the short videos going around that are making people laugh about Corona at the moment, giving us a chuckle?
I have.
Are you ready to have one described to you to see if Bickmore's performing skills are up to transferring what is a very visual laugh into an audio laugh?
Radio.
Okay. I confused myself. Anyway, Bickers is going to try and make
Brooke,
you laugh.
I just need to pick which one for you. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this would be good for you then. Have you seen them? Well, you haven't seen it. I'm going to describe it to you. There's a meme going around.
Have you seen it?
Actually, it's on TikTok. Does that mean it's not a meme?
None of these are memes, mate.
It's a video on TikTok. And it's got like a Kermit the Frog dancing, and the Kermit the Frog looks really drunk and it's dancing around to this Fleetwood Mac song. What's the song?
Dreams.
Is it Dreams? No, it's not that one.
No, you got Brooke already.
Anyway, she's dancing really drunk, the Kermit the Frog, and it says, when you're on day two of quarantine but you're on your eighth bottle of wine.
I have seen that one, actually.
This has just turned into, have you seen it?
I didn't describe that well because I'm trying to remember what the song was.
No, that's pretty good, mate. You did good. You gave Brooke a laugh.
No, it's no. It's that song. It's that song.
That's Dream.
That song. No, it's the.
Play another. Can you?
I'll just go through their whole catalogue.
Yeah.
No, it's the da 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 da.
That's that song.
You want your freedom.
That is that exact song.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Now here go. Anyway.
Let's go to anything to make that stop.
Let's go to Max.
G'day, Max.
Hey, Max. Are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Max, how old are you, Max?
12.
Are you ready for a chuckle?
Yeah.
Do you like memes?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like old ladies trying to describe memes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this one, I think once again, I'm not sure if it's a meme.
Video. Max, it's definitely not.
There's a guy sitting on his couch and he's reading, and then his kids, he can hear his kids coming in to disturb him, and he's obviously sick of having his kids come in to disturb him, so he quickly puts up this board. And on the board is the picture of the couch he's sitting on with cushions, so then it looks like he's not there because it just looks like the cushions are a continuation of the couch.
Oh, Max. That was funny.
Max has just been generous. Look it up, Max. It'll make you laugh. My description may not have actually made sense, but it's very funny.
Hey,
like most of these
Max,
things, it's visual.
Max, out of 10, what did you give that?
A solid 7.
Oh, that's Max, not you're bad. A lovely boy.
Max, it was out of 10, not 100, yeah?
Okay, nice. I've got one more. I've got a funny one. I've got a good one.
Okay, let's go to, g'day, Carly.
Hello.
Hey, Carly. You've heard these so far. Have you been laughing along?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a giggle.
Okay.
Have you seen the one, it's just a picture, once again, not sure if it's a meme or not, of a guy typing away at his desk, trying to get some work done at home, and then on the floor is two children masking tape to the floor. With their mouths masking tape shut.
I have seen that one, I'm pretty sure.
And Carly, that's not actually a meme, that's just a photo from Carrie's house at the moment.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Whether you're streaming us or tuning in, we're doing this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Yeah. No adjustments. We just read the questions as they are in the newspaper. You can play along like people do every week. If you want to get involved, simply scream the correct answers at your radio as we ignorantly get them wrong.
Actually, or 131060, if you're taking a little break from work, right, if you're working from home perhaps, and you're like, I know the answer to that, call in and tell us. Get involved.
Yes, get involved. Jess, what have we got?
Question number one, a bit topical here, guys. What were presented to the winning athletes at the ancient Olympic Games?
What were presented
so to the winning athletes? Instead of gold wreaths. Medals.
Would it be wreaths? I feel like they were...
That's what they wore on their heads, didn't they?
Did they?
Didn't they,
instead of sweatbands?
As they wore their togas?
Togas?
Have you ever been to a toga party? Remember they were a thing?
That's a swingers thing, mate.
It's not a swingers thing. Anyway, what were they presented
wreaths.
With?
Medals. Would it be
Maybe
medals?
Maybe medals. Maybe it was medals back then and it's medaled now.
Let's say wreaths or medals.
Speaking of which, we are going to speak to someone coming up in the show who's
good.
Had...
Good.
What?
Good. Yes. That's just really good knowledge of what's
yes.
on the show.
Who was due to compete in the upcoming Olympics and has been training for 4 years, only to find out that they won't be going to the Olympics because they've been postponed.
Long answer to the first question. Let's go to number two.
Question number two. In which Shakespeare play would you find Benvolio? Benvolio well, and Rosaline.
Is that Romeo and Juliet? Or is it...
Rosaline. Let's say Romeo and Juliet.
It's either Romeo and Juliet or it's...
Macbeth,
we're on
King Lear,
aren't we?
Yeah. Macbeth, King Lear, Midsummer Night's Dream.
No, what was the other one I did at school? I did the... let's just say Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
I'll have a think in the meantime.
Alrighty.
Twelfth Night.
No. Venice, Merchant of Venice.
Okay.
I think it was Merchant
Great.
Of Venice.
Great, let's do that.
Merchant
Good.
Of Venice. All right. Which number corresponds to the letters MNO on a standard mobile phone keypad?
Six, I think. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Five?
Oh, five.
Six ABC.
Five. Let's go to Stevie. Hey, Stevie, are you there?
Yep.
What do you reckon for the Olympics question, the first one?
Olive branches.
Olive branches. That wreath, that's close.
That's
okay.
close.
And Stevie, MNO, what number on the keyboard is that on your phone?
Mobile phone keyboard.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Six, you reckon? I reckon six.
Did you say NMO?
MNO.
Yeah.
What number is that?
Yeah, on the
let's
keyboard.
Let's say six, Jess.
All right.
I'm going to say eight.
All right.
Yeah. Damn.
We should have just taken this first answer for the first minute.
Yeah, but Stevie, stay there. We got you. Yeah.
All right, six. Question number four. Who defeated Garbin Muguruza? Wait, hold on. Garbin Muguruza in the final of the 2020 Australian Open.
Well, I didn't. Did you, Bickers?
Is it a man or a woman?
Garbine?
Stevie's hung up. I was going to go back to Stevie and he's hung up.
Garbine, I feel like
Who
Garbine.
In the Australian Open?
Well, I guess it has to be whoever won the Australian Open.
Does it?
Because it's defeated in the final.
Oh, in the final.
Yeah, so... Are we going with men's or women's? It's a 50-50.
Why don't
no? I think
no,
it's,
no.
It's the women's then. Yeah. Garbine.
Why don't we know?
Yeah, why don't we know?
Okay, go next question. We'll come back to it.
All right, question number five. How many brothers does Ron Weasley have?
Oh, the
twins.
Harry Potter.
Twins? He's got three.
Two olders and then the two brothers.
Didn't your brother-in-law do a Harry Potter magic
show? Yeah,
yeah,
and I was there was twins.
Yeah.
I think there's three.
Okay, Sondra, our
Maybe
producer,
four.
Is
three.
Calling.
I think there's three and
She's
a girl.
She's gone now.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Three.
Let's go.
Okay,
but we still need the Australian Open question.
Yeah.
Any thoughts? You want to take a stab in the dark?
Who was the winner of this year's female?
I don't know.
131060
if remember the Barty party getting knocked out. Go through the answers. We'll get there.
All right, question number one. Olive wreaths.
Great work, Stevie.
And yeah, good work, Stevie. Stevie, too.
Thank you. Wreath. Yeah. I said wreath.
You did say wreath.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
I think I changed it.
Oh, did we change it?
Yeah, yeah, but I said that. We're going on my answers.
I did say Romeo and Juliet first, though. No. Does that count?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And six.
Great.
Let's go to the fifth one, and we'll come back to the tennis question.
Okay, well, the answer for question number five is five.
Five brothers?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, who are the others? Don't really care, do
Something Weasley.
Okay. Yep.
So question number four, the women's champion. Any ideas from anybody?
No. And no one that's called up knows the answer to that one too. What a shame. That would have been a good
Who is
match.
It?
Sophia Kennan.
cannon. Confetti cannon. That's right. Damn it.
Started out so strong, guys. 3 out of 5.
Oh, wow. What can you do?
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. Wherever you're getting us, if you're streaming us on the Hit app, welcome to the
streamers.
Show.
Stream us. big news today. I don't believe Dick Pound has had more of an impact on more people's lives than he's had in the last couple of days, because headline after headline keeps coming out. It affects us a little bit because obviously.
Do you need some context of who Dick Pound is?
No,
I
was going to.
Like, it could confuse some people.
No, I was going
to hear the name Dick Pound.
Leave it up to our next man, Olympic hero, and just general sporting superstar, Dylan Alcott. Go, Dylan.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Carrie. Thanks for having me on, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Legend. Do you want to describe to the people who Dick Pound is?
Yeah, for sure. I also had a bit of fun with Dick Pound because he really shafted my Olympic dreams.
That's good. That's good.
But he is one of the board members on the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, and they finally came out today that's saying that it is extremely unlikely and not going to go ahead with the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic and Olympic Games where it is, and they're going to look to try and postpone the date, which was obviously something that we saw coming, but... As an athlete, it's been pretty tough because we've been in limbo a little bit. And I think the whole world could understand that I wasn't going to go ahead, and they were trying their best to make it happen. And to say that I am just absolutely gutted would be an understatement, to be honest, because you both, you know, we're friends and you know how hard and we work to get to that dream. So, we're not sure when it's going to be. Hopefully 2021 is probably the best case scenario.
Yeah, I saw that you, the Aussie athletes had been advised by the Australian Olympic Committee to assume that you'll be heading there perhaps summer of next year, 2021. They said in the message, in consultation with athletes, and I thought, how would the majority of athletes have been feeling? Is there a feeling because you've trained for this long, you just want to get there no matter what? Or would there have been a feeling because you've trained for this long, you don't want to risk going over there and possibly getting sick? Like, what was the general sort of feeling from within the athletes?
Oh, I think it initially started, which is the same as the world, thinking, oh, it couldn't be as bad as it is, you know what I mean? And I think there was an understanding that not only to put ourselves in a place where it was unsafe, but also then become carriers and give it to the most vulnerable, you know what I mean? It's our responsibility. And then with the current border restrictions, you can't train. Only 60% of Olympic and Paralympic athletes have qualified. So then it was like, who's going to get to go? And then it was like, hang on, but like, am I going to be able to play against an Italian tennis player? Like, what are they doing? Because they're in full lockdown. And then you started feeling really bad for them. You know, athletes in countries in worse situations than us. And I just want to start from the get-go. You know, I am devastated, but when I look at my friends applying for jobs at Centrelink today and seeing the lines of people and the people that are really at risk if this gets out of hand, this is just a small part of what's going on in the world, and I just really want to see the world in a better place. And I think as it progressed, all of us were like, you know, I spoke to Liz Cambays, Mac Horton, you know, a lot of my friends, and I'm like, how you feel? And they're like, can they just tell us already? Because I'm training 6 hours a day for nothing. And that's not, you know, we were just like, we just want to do what's best for our community. And if it's stop training and go into lockdown so everyone can get better, and, you know, that's what we wanted to do. And I think today, hopefully, is a bit of closure.
Dylan, that's the sentiment for everybody, even people in business. The indecision is crippling. They need a decision one way or another because they don't know whether to go and try and get help and access things. They don't know whether to change their business model, knowing for the next few months they can operate in a certain way. I think this is uncharted territory, but the indecision is what's making life so hard for people in many different walks of life.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, I haven't had a beer for 6 months getting ready. And I'm not going to lie, Tommy, you know that I enjoy beer. I had a red wine last night. It was delicious. But I thought, like, you just got to look, you know, because, like, the amount that goes into it. And obviously the AFL and NRL, it's all devastating. But that comes around every 4 years, every year. This is only every 4 years, you know what I mean? I've been training for this for 4 years.
Is there people that will mean they can't, Dylan, like they won't get to the next Olympics?
Carrie, I feel really bad for athletes that are probably at the upper end of the age bracket because they probably might not qualify now as well. But then there's also other stories like Chloe Esposito, who you might remember won the gold medal in the pentathlon, pentathlon. She's having a baby at the moment, so she might be able to qualify next year. You know, there's things like that which would be really cool. But all I can say is, you know, my heart goes out to everyone that's lost their business and things like that because, you know, we still can survive as athletes, hopefully, and we've got a lot of support mechanisms in there. And to any athletes out there that are having mental health issues, because it's been really hard, like I've been gutted. And, you know, there are support networks out there, and I think talking about it is important. But let's hope we can go ahead in 2021 and hopefully bring some joy into the lives of everyone that's had a pretty tough time at the moment.
Well, Dil, you mentioned people lining up at Centrelink and losing their jobs. And I think you're right, and this is a completely separate thing. But I also think the unifying power of sport is not to be understated, particularly in these times when the Olympics brings the world together and has the world watching. I think, strangely, it's kind of what we need now.
At the end of this.
At the end of this, more than anything. What is the best result? So, say Tokyo is off for now. What is the best result? Is it the same time next year? Is it wait a couple of years? Is it wait 4 years? What's the best result?
I think the best result would be a Northern Hemisphere Summer Games 2021. So exactly where it is in 2020, but just delay it by 1 year. And you know, I've been pretty upfront that I love playing tennis, but it's not my whole life. And I was, you know, not sure where my career was going to go after this Paralympic Games. And to now have to wait 18 months and to put all the resources in tough. If you ask people to wait around another 4 years and just pretend like it didn't happen, I'm not sure a lot of athletes will be able to handle that mentally. And also the Tokyo, you know, the city of Tokyo put hundreds of billions of dollars into this.
And weren't they the last one? Didn't they get cancelled once before during war times? It's the second time.
Yeah, exactly second time. And,
and like, we should stop giving it to them.
No.
It's just
such beautiful people.
And they, like, you know, they lit the cauldron on the weekend, like, because the torch finally made it. And I couldn't believe it. I just ripped my guts out of my stomach watching their hope, you know. So.
Hey, Dil, I don't know how you've been getting your sports fix, but I have been watching old games of NFL where I don't know the results. And so I can watch it like I'm seeing it for the first time. And I think that this is the way that sports fans are going to get through.
Because I thought you'd be watching reruns of your favourite games.
No, I've been watching new stuff and trying to look up the games without seeing the results and then watching it through. I'd love to know on 131060, now that we've got no sports, how are you getting your sports fix? Have you invented indoor games that you're playing with your friends? Are you Skyping them in and playing whole around in your house? What
Maybe
are you doing?
Now is the time to get on board a sport you haven't been on before.
Yes.
You can watch it from the very beginning, like five seasons worth, fresh.
Hey, Dil, thank you, brother.
Hey, good on you guys. Thanks so much for having
we'll
me.
We'll be there to support you next
year,
mate.
I'm still going to dominate you both in wheelchair tennis when we're there. Right? Yeah. Do not forget about that.
Yeah, well, I'll still drink you under the table. So it's one of them.
131060 is the number. What sport have you been getting into?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 131060, we are asking how you're getting your sporting fix now. Of course, we've just heard that our Olympic team won't be going to the Olympics. And most likely the Olympics are definitely not going.
NRL is off. AFL is off. A lot of the sport that you were planning on watching in winter isn't happening, but it's time
then. The NBL stopped mid-grand final. The NBA is off.
But there's other ways to enjoy sport.
Yes, I've started watching old games of things that I didn't know a result of. Emily, what are you doing?
It's actually my husband. He's been jumping on the Xbox, and all the F Formula One drivers and V8 supercar drivers are actually jumping on and posting fastest laps on the games on the Xbox and PlayStation.
And Em, did you know, I only saw this last night, the F1 drivers are doing, each Grand Prix are doing a round online to get, like, against each other.
Yeah, I think they're actually, on the Formula One game.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's not sport.
Like, but it's
great as a replacement.
Is it give you the same kind of buzz?
Does it give your husband the same kind of buzz, Em?
Well, he doesn't normally actually watch it on TV. He's more excited to play and actually try and beat their lap.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Surely that skills don't always cross over. I mean, they play with caster, but surely It'd be so embarrassing.
It's like when you're watching like golf simulators. Surely my ability to play on a golf course is very different to the fact that I can get a couple of holes in ones on a simulator.
I'm
pretty good on the simulator.
I can't wait till we take you out of a simulator and realize.
I was playing tennis. Lisa, what are you watching now that all sport's gone? What are you reliving?
I'm actually not reliving anything. My husband has decided to take up frisbee golf.
How's frisbee golf work?
You buy these discs, which he has ordered online over the weekend, so they haven't actually arrived yet.
Yep.
You go out to a park. There's a couple of parks, I believe, in Melbourne that are frisbee golf parks.
Yeah.
And it's like playing golf, but you throw like a little frisbee disc.
Yeah.
Along the fairway, and then you have three different. You have a driver disc, you have some fairway disc, and then you have a putter disc. And then so when you're close, you actually it's sort of like quoits. You know, you've got to throw the disc into the bucket.
That's great.
And that's your hole.
So the hole is a bucket, or the hole is a stick that it lands on.
No, the hole is sort of like this cage, sort of like a mesh sort of cage.
If the thing lands in the
cage, or like it's sort of like a bag, like a mesh bag.
Lisa, have to ask, if he's out in a park playing it, why doesn't he just play golf?
Well, he hasn't ever played frisbee golf yet.
It's a new thing. You ask what new thing you're trying.
Yes.
There you go.
Tommy,
there you go.
Thanks, Lise.
Ollie
that's great.
At home, he's set up an indoor marble run. So he's almost doing mini golf but with marbles, but he's creating his own marble run. He was FaceTiming his friend. They spent 2 hours on it and they're sending the little marble through all these little obstacle courses.
And are they awesome gambling on which marble comes?
No, they're not gambling on anything.
Can he live stream it? And can we get... We shouldn't. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, how are you getting your sporting fix?
So I'm a primary teacher in Victoria, and before they brought the school holidays forward, I was actually pitting the kids off against each other in a range of like different activities in the classroom, but outside.
What were you getting them to do, Amanda?
Our recycling paper, they were scrunching it up and they were shooting it into our recycling bin from like across the classroom and trying to see who could get it close. We played kickball without our hands the other day. Which was interesting, and playing two square and all that sort of stuff.
Amanda,
that's how I get it.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. I would have assumed kickball was without your hands anyway.
When you kick it, you initially kick it, and then the people who are fielding try and catch it. They weren't able to actually catch it,
which
resulted in a couple of balls to the face.
That's fun. Hands in pocket kickball.
So they had to like soccer pass it to each other.
Hey, Amanda, this is just a question about school and what games kids are allowed to play outside of this time. Are the kids allowed to play brandy?
No, not anymore. I played brandy after primary school, but...
Yeah, but homeschooling now. They're playing it all over backyard. Oh. They're branding each other everywhere.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
It's time for some celeb corona bits.
Oh.
Lots of celebs thinking now's the time to offer their beautiful services to the world.
Isn't it fun?
Their acting skills.
All these celebrities in their own homes with no producers in between them and the internet to tell them that their ideas are crap and the world doesn't need to hear or see them.
A lot of celebs have been changing famous songs of theirs to be about hygiene or washing their hands.
Yes.
Neil Diamond did a version. Anastasia, I'm Out of Love, has done her own little tweak.
I'm out of dirt, I can't get clean. I'm at home in quarantine. Could be 3 days, God forbid a month. And my nose can't handle me. I'm out of dirt.
Yeah.
Wow. That's still going. Yeah. You know what? I don't think I've ever heard... Like, you know how, like, Weird Al Yankovic does parody songs of other people.
Mm.
Does Anastasia know that that's her own song?
What do you mean?
Like, I've never heard someone do a parody of their own song.
I don't understand what you mean.
Like, that's her song.
I know. They're all doing it. Neil Diamond's doing one of his own. She's not parodying it. She's just changed the word. Dub.
That's what a parody is.
No, but a parody is kind of making it funny, isn't it? I mean, I guess.
But that's what she tried.
I'm just concerned because I've... Yeah. Anyway. My issue is with Dove.
My issue is with Anastasia. So together we've got one issue. Was she wearing the glasses?
Next up.
Okay.
Next up, yes. We have Madonna. Madonna.
Oh, is this the bath?
Speaking from a bar filled with milk and rose petals. And she sent the internet into meltdown. People very unhappy with Madonna and her words.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways. And what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal in many ways.
See, that's the point where a producer usually comes in and goes, okay, look, Grandma, what you've done there is you've said a message that nobody's going to like. It makes no sense and you're in a bath of milk.
Everybody underneath went mental saying it's not the great equaliser. You're sitting in your rich house with a bath of milk.
Where do you
interestingly
get so much milk?
Enough, I've just gone on back onto her Instagram to read you some of the comments and it's been removed.
Has it?
Yes. So I think she got the message.
If you do want to check it out, it's on our socials, Carrie and Tommy Show.
Oh, so we haven't removed it, but she has.
It's been removed, we've still got it. Put it up.
Finally, some joy. Yes. Some Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson stuck in Australia in lockdown. They had.
Are they still?
Actually, I don't know. Maybe they're not there anymore.
Never ask follow-up questions. Sorry, mate.
Anyway, they are the light that we needed in these dark times.
They've been?
Yeah, they've been awesome. I love Tom Hanks and Rita. And I forgot how good Rita is at singing. She is a singer. And she's so bored that she's started rapping for us. And it's quite the delight.
You drew a picture of my morning, but you couldn't make my day. I'm rocking and you're yawning, but you never look my way. I'm looking down you, darling, in every single way. Your funny flow is gone and your
wrinkles are
on the way. This ain't got shit to do with shampoo, so watch your head and shoulder.
It's brother hard to older, do. Bold enough to fold you. Yo, I told you, a rate of I do my own little videos, and they're never this good. This bit.
In your funky bit. Triggers from the grill town, ill town. Somehow
that's not the bit, I meant.
The deals that were real, so we're still round.
Yeah, don't I want to do her.
That's Rita Wilson.
Yes. We're going to put that on our socials as well.
Okay.
She kicks into the bit that we can all do.
Today, I give props to hip hop.
So
hip
hop,
hooray! Oh, hey! Okay. So here's our challenge for by this time tomorrow. You can redo that. You can redo a hip hop array, and I'll redo in
Madonna
a bath
in the
of
bath.
Milk.
Amazing. Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy, right across the country.
Coming up, imagine one of the busiest cities in the world.
New York, New York.
In lockdown. Nobody on the street.
I'm not walking here. I'm in lockdown
imagine
here.
Imagine being pregnant during lockdown.
I'm pregnant here.
Imagine finding out that your hubby may not to be able. What are you looking at me funny for?
No, I was just trying to think what I'm going to say next, but I think I'm screwed here.
Imagine your hubby not being able to be at the birth of your baby. That's what my friend's sister is facing, and we're going to chat to her next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Obviously, Corona is at different stages right around the world.
Yep.
There's different lockdowns in places, different restrictions going on, depending if you're in Italy, you know, China, America. And I have a friend whose sister, she's Australian, she's living in New York at the moment and she's just about to have a baby. And she was telling me about what life is like over there for her at the moment. And I thought I would love for everyone to get a glimpse into the life of living in New York at the moment. And Charlotte joins us now. Are you there, Charlotte?
I'm here. Hello.
Paint the picture for us. What are the streets of New York looking like at the moment?
Pretty empty. We were in Manhattan the other day to actually visit our obstetrician down in the financial district, and there was not one single person in the streets that I could view for about our 10-15 minute walk.
Wow, and that's the busiest place on earth.
Oh, my God, how weird. Charlotte,
obstetrician, I'm no expert, but I believe that means you're pregnant.
It does, I am. I'm 32 weeks pregnant.
So, wow. So you're due to have a baby during probably Corona lockdown. How has it changed your pregnancy so far? What have they now said to you for these last remaining months?
So a few days ago we got news that our 10 future appointments has been reduced to one. The others were to be done over FaceTime. And then we got news yesterday that our recovery time was cut to 24 hours in the hospital. And then we got an email about 2 hours ago from our obstetrician alerting us that we are no longer allowed visitors throughout the birth and recovery time.
So when you say not allowed visitors, when I was speaking to your sister, she was saying that it looks like your partner won't be allowed to be with you in the delivery room. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely not. So they've said that our partner can drop us off at the emergency doors, but they're not allowed to come in. We'll have our temperature taken at the door and then be taken up to the maternity ward. They did, which I found quite interesting, recommend that we have our partner, the father or whoever our support person is, on FaceTime throughout the birthing experience. So at this point, in the next 3 months, I have my 30th, the birth of my baby and my wedding all planned.
Oh.
That we'll have to probably move to FaceTime. Wow. All three major events of my life.
Wow. How is your partner feeling about the fact that he won't get to be at the birth of his first baby?
We're in a bit of denial about it, to be honest. I can't really cope or bear with the thought of not having him there, and he obviously is the same.
Charlotte, so I'm nervous about our healthcare system here, and I don't plan on entering it at all. Knowing that you're going to have to go into it, are you scared?
I don't know. It is. It's really hard. I am actually a meditation teacher, and I'm in my own meditation business. So up until sort of the last 2 hours, I've been really present moment thinking and practicing what I preach, and just like all we can do is be in the moment right now. I'm happy, healthy, my baby's healthy, everything's okay. But this is challenging me a lot, and I am starting to be a little bit worried and anxious and frightened about the whole process.
Charlotte, I'm worried about as I'm sure you are, being in the meditation game, I'm worried about people's mental health as much as I am their physical health through this. What is the mood of the people like in New York at the moment?
Yeah, it's not great. We are all sort of these very forward planners and thinkers. People are starting to get extremely anxious and stressed out, and obviously people who are in lockdown with their partners and with their kids and the whole family in these tiny little apartments. We currently live in a studio apartment and both trying to work on sort of live calls from the one room and exercise and do all these things in the one room. It's really impacting people's mental health. So I am offering sort of live meditations 4 times a day for adults, and then kids meditations too, just to aid this current situation that we're all living in.
Where do we send people, Charlotte, if they want to follow you doing that?
My studio is called The Happy Nest. So it's The Happy Nest NYC, spelled HAPPINEST.
Well, Charlotte, we're so sorry to hear that you won't, that you'll be doing the birth without hubby there, but you're going to have so many years to create some beautiful memories together as a family, and I really hope that the birth goes safely and it's the start of a really special time for you all, and we'll be thinking of you, and good luck with it all.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Ed are here.
How are you going? How are you holding up?
We're great. We're going all right. How about you, Carrie? How are you going?
I'm good, I think.
Okay. Don't dig too deep.
No, she's all right. Just... Anyway,
yeah, you've got to keep online. You've got to start phoning people during the morning.
I am doing a lot of phone calls. I'm finding that phone calls are making me happy. Speaking to people, FaceTime is making me happy.
Except you FaceTime a lot?
My family, yeah. And they put their phone to their ears and stuff. Okay.
You don't even have to. It doesn't even have to be a family. You can just honestly, it is connecting everyone. I just walk out my front door and just speak to whoever's walking past, and we can have 10-minute conversations about.
You just got to speak at 1.5 meters apart. It's all.
Yeah, exactly. But you can talk because we're all living the same.
I know.
Life,
it's bringing people together, even though it's separating us.
It's much more interesting than the weather.
Hughes, can we talk about you on the project last night?
Why?
Just your desperate plea to try and get your kids to help you go viral.
Yeah, well, I mean, my daughter was really angry, actually, about us making fun of her timetable. She was not happy about it.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was genuine anger. When she came into the background of the shot, she was really angry. I didn't realize.
So you didn't ask her, come into the background of my shot when I'm live on the project and we'll hope this will go viral?
No, I was hoping they would, but I didn't ask them to. But she was genuinely angry. So
I thought I saw from watching at home, I thought I saw your hand motion. Like, because you said the kids keep, you know, interrupting everything, but then you said that about four times, and I thought I saw a kind of shoulder lift like you were motioning to come over. Just
Now that I think about it, yes, I did say that before.
there you go.
But she was actually angry when she turned up. Aww. When she turned up, she was really angry because Peter Halley was mocking her. But
Peter Halley was mocking it. Beautiful. You're the one that put it online, mate. Don't blame Peter Halley for any of it.
Sounds like Pete's fault to me.
I really wanted
I'm hearing it for the first time, but it does sound like Pete's fault.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. All those who think it's Pete's fault say aye.
I said to her, he's always. I said, Peter Halley's always had it in for my children. Right? Yeah.
Ed, how are you feeling ahead of the finale?
Oh, listen, Carrie, how I get everything in life by default. I need something to go wrong for other people, and then there I am, ready to go, Bradbury style. I'm pumped. So, I am pumped for the finale.
Well, you could leave it up to chance, Bradbury style, or we could cause some things, Tonya Harding style, if you'd like.
Yeah, I love it. Let's go Harding. Now, that might be slightly drastic, but this is a chance now. As we know, look, Carrie, you and I have been saying off air that Claudia Carvin's had it too good for too long. You know what I'm saying?
Not ever said that off air.
No, no, yeah, no,
mate.
That's true. And Tommy Little, you and I both know that Celia Pasquale, she's not, you know, there's a lot goes on in her private life that, you know probably shouldn't be aired. You know what I'm
saying? She's a litter bug.
Thank you so much.
All great people, they all deserve to win. But you know what? Can I get back to Claudia's dancer, who is Tommy Little?
Everyone thinks everybody is you. I've never known someone to get so many look-alike.
I'm usually offended by
my children.
Mate, mine are Katie Lang, Jay Leno when he was young, and some Muppets. You should be happy.
Yeah, no, he's a handsome man, this dancer. And one of my daughters again, Sadie, it was again, she said, he looks like someone we know. And I said, it's Tommy Little. She said, yes, it's Tommy Little. Absolute dead ringer.
Because that's my former on-screen flame as well, Claudia Carvin.
Oh, she's got a tie. Oh,
Secret Life of Us days.
Yes. Did you get to pick? Did you get to pick, Ed? Did you get to pick? Did you get like a photo where you go, not that one, like Tinder for your dancers? What goes on there?
No, David, you don't. That is awful.
You should ever discuss the dancers ever again. Awful. I don't think that you ever discuss it in a manner that's appropriate.
Big shout out to Georgia, my dancer. Big shout out. Pick of the bunch.
Oh, so you do get to pick.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
Use your nerdy in after 5 o'clock this afternoon. Stick around.
See you guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Carrie and Tommy. Stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app or stream us on your smart speaker.